you need to read them. You can just say as listed.
Okay. The conditions as listed, items 1 through 10.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Passes 5-0. Copies of the new, is it?
Yes.
Yes.
19, okay. Okay, the next item on the agenda is A495B, Gene Taylor for Shadowland Laser Adventures. Caroline, you care to introduce it? Or Kirk, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yes, this is a public hearing on Board of Appeals case A-495B. A special exception amendment request by Gene Taylor to relocate an indoor and accessory amusement center. As shown on the monitor, the property is located in Winthrop Plaza at Shadowland Laser Adventure Facility. The hearing was duly published on June 7, 2012 on the City of Gainesburg website and copy of property posted. At present time, there are 19 exhibits in the record file and they represent the exhibit list in the file. Individual exhibits may be reviewed during the course of the meeting or in the Planning and Zoning Administration office during regular business hours at City Hall or on the City's website. Any objections to the receipt of any exhibits should be noted prior to the closing of the record, otherwise they will be deemed to receive an evidence. The application is substantially changing the intensity of the use and therefore it is following the standard special exception public hearing process, even though it is an amendment. And, the request is actually for an amendment to the special exception to permit an increase in the number of devices used in the operation and the accessory amusement center from 9 to 24. And it's located again at 624 Clint Orchard Road, and it's in the C2 commercial zone, general commercial zone, and special exceptions allowed by section 24-118 parenthesis 7 of the City of Gainesburg zoning ordinance, chapter 24 of the city code, subject to review of the Board of Appeals. And presenting for the applicant is Mr. Gene Taylor, who is an officer of the company that owns Shadowland.
Can I ask staff a question at this point?
Sure.
It's about a potential inconsistency.
Okay.
In A549, the approval was for a maximum of 8.
And what you say?
Of 8 amusement machines. And the current application, A495B, calls going from 9. Now, I always thought that might be a typo.
It probably is a typo. I believe the last approval was for 9. So is that
No, that's actually the last approval is in our record here is for 8.
Oh, so in the resolution, there's a typo that should say that they were approved for 8, not 9.
Correct. Okay, I was hoping it was, but that 9 appears throughout all of the documents in A495, okay?
Okay. And just another quick note from staff regarding the current request. Now, the zoning ordinance was actually changed about a year ago or so to redefine what an amusement center was. The old definition was 3 or more amusement machines,
mm-hmm.
and the new definition is 10 or more amusement machines. So, in theory, technically, because they have less than 10 at this point, they really don't actually need that special exception. But because they're proposing the 24, obviously, they do need this one.
Let's just keep it consistent.
That's correct.
Means another draft.
And again, from representing the applicant, Mr. Dean Taylor, who's here to answer any questions and also give any other overview.
Okay. Mr. Taylor, do you solemnly swear and affirm under the penalties of perjury the testimony you're about to give in this matter should be the truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay. Are there any preliminary remarks you care to make? There's not necessary, but if you want to. Otherwise, we'll ask you a bunch of questions.
We've had multiple changes over the last 13 years. We started with 20, went to 12, went to 15, went to 9, now we're going back up to 24. So it's just better to serve our customers that we have currently coming in to give a little bit more space, a little more things to keep the kids occupied in downtime between the laser tag games instead of climbing on the furniture and the walls.
Exhibit 6, is that a plan of the course?
Yeah, the back half of the back complete back of the building, that is the laser tag area. The that just shows you all the ramps going up and down and the twists and turns, overpasses, underpasses, the briefing, the vesting, and the control room for the radio broadcast system.
A couple of years ago, one of the youngsters I know made the mistake of inviting me to come also. Mm-hmm. And I was outgunned by these little ones. And I had no clue as to what it looked like. I'm glad to see the plan as to where I was.
Yeah, part of the problem is that when you're an adult, you are, you know, generally above 5 foot tall. The railings are 4 foot tall, so the little ones you don't see until it's too late. And generally you'll come around a corner and there's four or five of them staring you down.
And are there four offices in the corporation? I see the listing here shows there's a president, vice president, secretary, and treasurer.
Yes. There's Randall Briggs, Bob Bill, Randall, myself.
Randall Briggs, and what is positions he have?
Randall Briggs is the director of the company as well as the president and vice president position.
He's president and vice president?
Yes.
Okay. And who's the other gentleman? Mention another name.
I can't remember Bob's last name.
Okay. And what position does he have?
He's an investor. He's the treasurer.
He's president?
Treasurer.
Oh, treasurer, yeah. Okay.
And Bill, his last name escapes him as well. He's secretary. And I'm the associate director.
And you may have said it, but I missed it. And you are, what position you have? In
associate director.
Okay, so you're not an actual officer?
We change it back and forth. I prefer not to have to deal with anything on that level.
Well,
I try to stay in the operations end of the business now.
But this creates a problem for us because the we can solve it. Don't come to us. The grant has to go to an officer of the corporation, an individual, but can't go to the corporation itself. And so it can be to more than one person, but they have to be officers according to the statute. Is this
okay.
Is this a problem for you for any reason?
No, this
because we were all assuming it would be you, and that's the way it's set up.
Yeah, it's been completely unknown to me. I mean, it's been me the entire time. I'm the one that's processed every one of the special exceptions and amendments.
But if you're not an officer, we can't put your name on it. My suggestion is we put the name down of a few people so that if there's changes, we want it to come back. Is that something they have to come to us for? Can that be done? I think it would be.
To come to us for what?
Well, if...
For
if
a it, change?
For change, yeah.
Yeah.
In other words, if there's no officer who's listed, then they don't have authority to run anymore. They would have to come back before the change took place. So for that reason, I would suggest that you put in the names of, you know, more than one officer.
So would you suggest
that
the president, if I leave the company, that somebody else needs to be on there?
Right. Yeah. No.
Mr. Taylor, would it be helpful to you if we took a break? Do you need to make a phone call for some reason?
No, I'm just trying to understand the clarification. I mean, it's a corporation, but Randall is the principal owner. The other three of us are investors. So he's generally holding the position of president, vice president, and the entire time.
And he would be the one.
So he should be the one, I guess.
Yeah.
Could you just give us the spelling of his name?
R-A-N-D-A-L-L.
Yeah.
The last name is Briggs, B-R-I-G-G-S.
Okay, and he's president?
Yes.
You said he's the CEO as well?
He's the director of the company. Okay. I mean,
so is the
there's different levels. I mean, we've never done president, vice president. It's always been director, associate director, and he does the office stuff. I do the field stuff.
But the corporation, in order to have formal corporation, you have to have offices and your office of corporation
then
somewhere.
It's probably the same people listed.
So since he's a principal, I assume it's him. Because if it's not, you're going to have to come back.
Well, no, I know he is the president.
Okay.
He's the president. He's the lead.
Okay.
So is the legal entity Concepts 21, comma, limited?
Yes.
And do you happen to know, is that a corporation?
It's a Maryland corporation.
In the state of Maryland.
So in theory, we could actually look that up on the State Department.
You could do it right now, yeah. It's the Secretary of State.
Page 2, the top line, Caroline, we're going to have to change the wording.
This is Kirk's.
Hmm?
Kirk's the staff person is talking.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Kirk.
Thank you.
Got a form listing Randall Briggs as secretary or assistant secretary, general partner, authorized person, and resident agent of Concepts 21, comma, LTD. It's the only document you can actually view.
So we don't know anything other than the new secretary right now.
The other ones we can't view. Can't view these other documents that are around, like the articles. We can get the articles, but they're not viewable.
Since he's an officer, secretary, just change from president to secretary. Make it consistent with what we have on the record.
This is what his whole thing is about.
So I have some changes I was going to give to the staff in terms of the resolution. Okay. I want you to follow along, board members, in case anyone has a change. Okay. So at the beginning, it says a petition by Gene Taylor. We should insert there on behalf of Randall Briggs, secretary, instead of an officer.
Yeah.
Then again, in the opinion, second line, where it says an officer, the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Gene Taylor on behalf of. And then on page 2 at the top, Mr. Gene Taylor. There, all we have to say is on behalf of Randall Briggs. We don't have to say anything about an officer at that point.
Okay.
Then in the resolution, the third line after Gene Taylor. You with me?
Not quite.
Okay. No, that's okay. I'm not
right.
Rushing you on. I want to wait for you to be there. In the resolution itself now, line 3, page 8.
It's actually.
After Taylor, should on behalf of Randall Briggs, secretary, instead of an officer of. And then one, the special exception itself is granted to Randall, Randall Briggs, secretary of.
In each of the. In each of those instances, it's then followed by of 21 LTD. When
it should be concepts.
Concepts 21, comma, LTD. Same thing on second line under operative facts. It just says concept 21 rather than concepts.
So there's this. In the first line, it has to be corrected too. Right?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Everywhere you made the changes that you
indicated. Okay. What is it called? You say concepts?
Yeah, concepts.
Oh, concepts 21.
secretary or assistant secretary, actually.
Assistant secretary, what really is it, secretary?
Joint partner.
It's a little bit.
A little bit. Authorized person.
I think we need to say secretary or assistant secretary, because that's the way it's listed in the official records. It says secretary or assistant secretary. And if we just put in secretary, it's really assistant secretary, there could be a problem. So I think we should put it in with the or. Second line under operative facts has concept 21 in there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Be it should be concepts.
Singular.
So it should say on behalf of Randall Briggs, comma, secretary or assistant secretary.
Right.
Kirk, I don't know if this is a question for you or to the applicant, but in number two, it says the applicant is to provide a copy of the final lease to the Board of Appeals. So I might assume that there isn't a current lease.
They have a current lease, but what they're doing is they're actually expanding into an adjacent tenant space. I'm
okay.
Not sure that they finalized
okay.
A particular part of the lease. So
okay.
That's really what that was for. Because they do have a lease for the existing
yeah,
area,
so.
But they don't have a lease.
Isn't there a lease document in the record?
There is, but again, because they're standing into the Dixon tenant space, I'm not sure that the lease covers that.
The current one doesn't, but there is already a signed lease for the additional space.
Okay.
Well, I think we need to put that as a condition.
It is.
It is.
Okay.
That's why I asked. I just.
Oh, okay.
I didn't see. Kirk, is the current lease, do you know what exhibit it is? I would proffer to change the resolution to say instead of a copy of the final lease, copy the signed and executed lease.
Okay.
Yeah, good.
Another question I have.
Okay, since we're proffering changes, I would suggest that in the resolution where it says devices from 9 to 24. Put no.
Where are you reading?
It's in the resolution.
Okay.
It's right there.
The recital.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay, I'm going to leave it to you as to whether that should be 8 or 9 or whether it should be changed in the other documents.
Or
whatever. I'm not sure. But it does to 24, I don't care. But in a 770 square foot area of Shadowland Laser Adventures, I would insert that.
Okay.
And then it goes on at 624 Prince Orchard Road. That would make it consistent with past resolutions.
Okay.
Yes, it would be consistent. Staff actually left that off because the 770 is kind of an estimate, so we don't have exactly. We could put that in.
Okay.
But would it be okay to say to increase the number of amusement devices to 24 in a 770 square foot area?
In approximately.
Approximately.
In,
okay.
What's the former space that you're going into over there?
Dandy Custom Tailor. He's been gone for, I think, almost 2 years now.
Spend many a night picking up my book over there.
Yeah, it's a good place to keep him out of trouble for the most part. If I could get Taste of Europe to move, I'd be happy to.
Maybe will the extra, I mean, I know it's because it gets so hot in there. I know, will the extra amusements, do you think, keep them from like coming out into the breezeway there?
What I'm hoping is they'll contain more inside because they'll give a little bit more space for bodies. But, you know, you have four party rooms. So you're running two parties at a time, so you could have up to 38 kids at a time. You got 38 kids and 8 games.
Right.
Yeah. That leaves 30 little monsters.
Well, I've noticed when I'm at Quincy's next door, I see them start running around.
They come outside, they want to run around outside, they want to climb on the railings, on the chairs, on the tables, up the walls. So I'm hoping what it's going to do is give them something to keep them a little bit more busy. You know, my kids are grown, so I forget that, you know, idle hands are the devil's playground. So, trying to keep them occupied. So this will give them more to keep them occupied. It'll also give them another physical challenge with the Laser Maze, which is a big arcade game. So they'll have to be, again, physical instead of sitting in front of a computer.
And my daughter will be pleased because she's the coach of the Diamond Farm swim team. They go over there for things all the time, anything to keep in, because sometimes I chaperone.
I used to lifeguard that pool years ago, and then I was a coach for Churchill East and Montgomery Place.
Mm-hmm.
So we always brought them, and of course I had the inside, you know, contacts, but
you bring
used to bring them in all the time, keep
in?
Them busy.
Gets a little loud sometimes, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, like I said, Quincy was right next door, so it was very convenient to get.
Thank goodness. It's, well, the hamburger place? The bar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quincy. The Quincy's. McGill's on it. Bought it now. And nice place. Yeah. Nice local place to go.
It feels good, too. Drop your kids off for 2 hours, you go over, you know, come watch the game, and
they just come on, so
get a bite to eat.
If in fact,
Mr. Chairman, I actually had another addition to the resolution. I'd like to add a number 5, if the board will hear my to read that the applicant is to provide a copy of the articles of incorporation to the Board of Appeals within 60 days of its execution. Just to ensure that the special exemption is granted to an officer, which can be verified through the Articles of Incorporation.
So, but not you mean within 60 days of the resolution?
Right.
Okay. Not its
but
execution.
It reads of its execution.
Right, and that's because it's the lease.
Of the resolution.
Yeah. Because the Articles of Incorporation were executed.
That's right.
20 years ago.
Possibly. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Yeah, I think we're ready for Kirk.
Okay.
You with us?
I
want to make sure you.
Think
we don't want to rush you. We want to make sure you know.
So, so I guess you guys are ready to close the record, and then you would, of course, adopt the resolution with the changes as read into the record. Staff also would make a quick comment that because the publication did not occur until June 7th, that we would recommend not the resolution not actually being signed until June 22nd. That gives a full 3 weeks of publication that's required by code.
So well, if you don't give it to me until then, it's accomplished.
Yes. Probably will happen. So we'll have you sign it on the 22nd.
Then I move to close the record.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Record's closed. Do you have a copy of the I'm just wondering. I think I have a complete copy of it, but it's my handwriting. I'm going to read it. Does anyone else have details of the resolution so we can read it into the record?
I can read what I've put in here. If you don't mind.
No. No,
okay,
no.
So this is what I've written down in the actual resolution. Is now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Appeals of the City of Gatesburg on the 14th day of June 2012 at case A-495, parenthesis B, the petition of Gene Taylor, comma, on behalf of Randall Riggs, Secretary or Assistant Secretary of Concepts 21 Limited, doing business as Shadowland Laser Adventures, requesting an amendment to Special Exception A-495, parenthesis A, to relocate an existing amusement center and increase the number of amusement devices to 24 within an approximate 770 square foot area at 624 Prince Orchard Road, Gatesburg, Maryland, be approved for the following conditions. Number one, the special exception is granted to Randall Briggs, Secretary or Assistant Secretary of Concepts 21 Limited, doing business as Shadowland Laser Adventure. Number two, the applicant is to provide a copy of the signed and executed lease to the Board of Appeals within 60 days of execution.
Did you say final lease?
Signed and executed.
Signed and executed.
So I'll read that one again. Number two, the applicant is to provide a copy of the signed and executed lease to the Board of Appeals within 60 days of its execution.
It should say we have final lease in there.
Right. There's discussion about signed and executed because we don't have a lease in the record. So.
Right. Signed and executed is a more common term of art than final.
Yeah, you're right.
But I don't know if the 60 days maybe should say 60 days of adoption of the resolution. Does that make more sense?
It does.
There's also an inconsistency in the DBA name. It's Adventures in the recital, and it's Adventure and Clause 1.
I believe it is Shadowland. Is it, we can ask the applicant.
Yeah, we can.
Is it Shadowland Laser Adventure or Adventures?
Adventures.
Yes, yes. I just corrected that as well. Are we ready for number three? Are you ready for
that? Yeah, that hasn't changed, has it?
I don't believe number three changed.
Well, why don't you read it?
I don't believe number four changed,
okay.
But I'll read those.
Yes,
number
please.
Three, the applicant is to obtain all required licenses from the City of Gatesburg for the operation of amusement devices. Number four, if the installation of devices is not complete by June 14th, 2014, the petitioner must request a time extension in writing prior to June 14th, 2014, and each subsequent year thereafter until such time that the installation is complete. And number five, the applicant is to provide a copy of the Articles of Incorporation to the Board within, to the Board of Appeals within 60 days of adoption of the resolution.
Okay, and then the board members, you have to change the listing.
You're probably correct. So Katie McDonald, three, you're not here. Chiswell. Okay. So I've read it. Someone
want to make the motion?
Sure. For it?
You don't have to reread it, I don't think.
No. I move that the Board of Appeals adopt the resolution as read by Steph. In regards to case A459B. 495B.
Second.
Did you say A495B?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
This is unanimous. Hmm. Okay. You have any other matters to take up? Hearing none.
Move we adjourn.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I have this thing in my hand, you better be in favor.